Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Oh yeah, it's about to get explosive up in here in the Popcorn Talk Studios. Welcome everybody to the DC Movie News Show, wherever you are in the universe. We appreciate you watching, we appreciate you listening. Right now, it's just a fearsome twosome. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
it's just Roxy Stryer and I. Let's get the intro out of the way. At DC Movies SK, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I'm Johnny LaQuasto at J Quasto. That right next to me, that's Roxy Stryer at Roxy Stryer.
Am I a that?
That beautiful lady.
I'm a that today.
That girl, that beautiful woman.
Hey, I'm the
woman.
Only one who shows up for you. I'm the only one who shows up and I'm a that.
About that. Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. We thought we were going to have Mike Kalinowski. He's no showing so far. We don't know what happened. And then Gertler said he was going to make a triumphant return, but here's the thing. It's his birthday, so I guess he's out partying.
Like on a street corner, wasted somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get two shows on national television, all of a sudden you're too cool for the room, you know?
You think
and
that's
so,
what it is?
I don't know. He's kind of...
He's like too good for us?
Just throwing out that attitude a little bit, I think. So he's not here, unfortunately, and so I guess it might just be us for the entire hour. So hopefully at some point Adam Gertler will show up. But alas, we will get going on the show. So
talk about things that actually matter. Whoa, people who actually come.
What's this music?
Whoa.
This is from The Dark Knight. Why are we playing? Oh my god!
Rise, it means rise!
Oh my, and there he goes! Oh, he falls down! He's down! Down goes Gertler! Down goes Gertler!
He takes the computer with him.
He is here. Find him on Twitter at Adam Gertler. He's the host of FX Movie. Download a very, very amazing show coming to the FYI Network as well. Don't know the title of it. And it's his birthday, Adam Gertler.
It means rise. It means rise.
What an intro.
And now we know he is wasted. We know.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Thank you very much for that indulgent birthday non-introduction. I mean, it was partly true. There is truth in there somewhere.
We ripped on you a little bit.
We were saying great things about you.
Good, yeah. You didn't know. You weren't here listening, but I said only good things. Johnny was ripping on you a bit, but I said how amazing you are. I did that.
It was all out of love.
I just said, he was incredible, but
Johnny... yeah, guys, thank you. It's a great birthday so far. This is what a better cool thing to do on your birthday than talk to, like, a few thousand of your closest friends about geek stuff.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I'm watching
I'm rewatching on the computer.
Oh my god, what an intro. What an intro.
Baby! And thank you to the listener who told me about the Fleischer shirt. So, you remember when we were talking about the new Superman costume? I was just going to be the Fleischer t-shirt and jeans.
Yep.
It's pretty much what I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
I don't fill it out quite the same way as Kal-El, but... thank you so much for telling me. I clicked on that link and ordered the shirt immediately, and I got it last week, and I've worn it, like, every day since
looks
then.
Looks really good on you.
Gert, I got so excited really when you stormed in here. I think I spilled water all over the...
Okay.
Me everything. Too. I got it on my computer.
Sorry, oh my guys. God. Yeah, I spilled over everything. All right.
Well, maybe it was you.
Let's start talking about DC News.
Let's
jump into it, and then the water will dry, and maybe Kalinowski will show up. Who knows what could happen?
Well, you know what's almost as amazing as your intro? Jared Leto as Joker. Let's get that picture up there. This is
that elephant in the room.
The internet ablaze the past week. Let's just take it all in. The prison tats.
Could you guys tell that he was damaged? Because I don't know if that was clear to me.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting. We've had like a whole week to really live with this image and just go from like initial shock to awe to like. I mean, I had somebody telling me that the tattoos were definitely not in this, and that the tattoos were an homage to different artists who drew the Joker over the 75 years.
I hope they're in there.
I don't know if that's wishful thinking or not, but we've seen other pictures of the Joker like in scene, like through phones and like viewers and stuff like that, and it looks like he's wearing the classic suit from The Dark Knight Returns. So I don't know. I'm not going to get super mad or weird about him looking
like a rock star.
Like a rock star, yeah, because I haven't seen it. You know, context is everything. I will say that this could be the best Joker that ever has been, or it could be the worst. It's just too early to tell from a still picture,
okay,
you know?
But even if it was the worst, couldn't it still be a great Joker?
Hell yeah.
What do you mean?
Because there have been so many amazing Jokers.
You're saying even the worst Joker is still great.
Joker could still be a great Joker.
I guess it really depends on where you start the spectrum. Do you start it at like a Cesar Romero? Like, is that where you go? You go to Cesar Romero?
That's way back.
To Jack. I mean, I was thinking about Jack's performance the other day, too. It's really that good. Like, Batman, the 1989 movie doesn't really hold up as a great movie by today's standards. There's a lot of some dragging points, but that Joker, if that ain't just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's great.
I agree with that. I think that there have been many great Jokers, and that's why I'm saying that even if this Joker is a great Joker, he still might be the least favorite. It's possible.
I don't think so.
Look, like I said, it's context. I'm just so excited to see what their take is. I love the footage we got to see so far from the teaser.
We're soaking wet over here.
Johnny is just like cleaning up. He's like doing his laundry.
Well, you jumped in the spilled all the water.
Yeah,
listen,
you did this to us.
Sometimes.
You did this.
We got paper towels up in here.
Water spills.
Whoops, that was unexpected.
Sometimes that happens.
This is how pumped up we are.
Yeah, okay, so here's my overall thoughts. People are ripping this Joker apart and they're saying, this isn't what the Joker looks
like. Yeah, but there's always going to be negativity.
But I don't understand that comment. This isn't what the Joker looks like.
Yeah.
Versions of the Joker have looked like this.
I would
so
say
what does
if
that
I was,
mean?
If I were to guess, like, which villain could this be in the DC universe, I would probably say Joker is one of my first couple of guesses. I don't know. After, like, Clayface and Toy Man, I would probably be like, maybe Joker?
Yeah.
So it isn't that shocking to you?
No. It's very interesting. Yeah, I'll tell you what you know, this is funny. Like, we all change it to our Twitter things. We've been looking at that. I will say, like, I won't be able to leave it as my Twitter avatar for very long because I do find it really disturbing.
Yeah.
The more I have to look at it, there's a deadness to it. It really has a zombie look to it to me. There's the blackness and all that. So it is a disturbing image.
Okay, but there was...
So it has affected me.
There was the article in Joe Blow that said this isn't exactly what he looked like on set, that the tattoos weren't as prominent.
It's possible.
That the teeth weren't exactly like this and they weren't as damaged
Well, they don't want to give away too much.
He's the Joker. I mean, if he's messing with you in his publicity photos, is that beyond his character?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's
swerve.
The Joker. Talk about a swerve.
It's
I love
a swerve.
It. So, I mean, what do you guys think? I'm curious as what you guys all think. Like, you can't know. I think Suicide Squad's going to be, like, an incredible movie. Like, I'm really starting to feel good things about this movie, so... I'm really excited. And you know what, guys? If it's not your favorite Joker, like, they'll make another one. It's okay.
Mr. Yeah. Architecture 1 says apparently he has a Robin tattooed on his bicep.
And I jokingly said, are you sure it's not a cockatoo?
No!
Think about that.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And it's funny you bring up the whole, you know, people's perception of things. There was an article in the Hollywood Reporter this past week that everyone wants us to talk about.
Yes, I mentioned it to you the other day. You're like, I don't know if we want to get, like, negative and down.
Well,
you know,
don't want to get negative, but the article itself was really kind of...
It just had caught on so much. Like, everybody...
Yeah,
it was
like wildfire.
It is another elephant in the room.
It basically points at... The article basically says that DC is kind of questioning whether Warner Brothers has acted too much in haste without really flushing out the world they want to build. And they say that no one really knows who's in charge.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what everybody's been saying since day one.
Especially if you are one of those people who compares this to Marvel, then when there's somebody at the
How
very
can you
top.
Not?
Yeah.
So many of the viewing public don't know the difference between Marvel and DC. Like,
right.
Yeah.
People don't even know that much. People don't even know that Captain America won't be meeting Batman anytime soon.
Yeah,
so.
They don't. No, honestly, that's true.
I mean, you know...
Yeah, I think, though, people do get a little harsh on it. In film, decisions are made and changes happen. And sometimes you lose cast members, and sometimes it takes five people to write a script, and sometimes you are changing directors. It just happens. And that doesn't mean that the movie isn't going to be good.
Well, that's something else they pointed at, is the fact that they were looking to so many different writers. They didn't have people set in place.
For
so
Wonder
it's
Woman.
Almost like they're grabbing at straws. That's kind of what the article is saying. That's why I didn't really want to talk too much about it, because
I think... Yeah, because it is like, it paints a bleak picture.
It's all conjecture. It's all conjecture. I mean, yeah, it's well written, but at the same time, like, we're all pumped up.
But it's nothing that we all haven't been saying the whole time. I mean, we've been reporting the DC News for the past, like, 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Like, this has always been, you know, been an undercurrent. Like, people know what Kevin Feige's job is.
Yeah.
There's never been a guy like that before that people know what that job is. And people right-headedly want to know who's our Kevin Feige in the DC universe and why doesn't DC talk to us? Why don't mommy and daddy like me? Like, Kevin Feige does, big events, talking to the fans, letting them know what's going over the next 5 years. We hear about it through a second hand, through an investors meeting. Like, who's the guy to say, like, I know you like comics. We love it too. We want you to, like, have these heroes that you love. Where is that love? So can you, I want mommy and daddy to love me for my birthday.
I agree with what you're saying, especially because if they were talking to us more, then I don't think people would be as frustrated that changes were being made.
They haven't said anything to us except, Zach did a little bit in front of the IMAX thing. That was cool. Right. I like Zach.
So the problem with that is in this industry, like I said, changes happen all the time. That is understandable. Yeah. A lot of great movies changed somebody or something at one point in time. As long as we feel appreciated and respected and like we're part of a process, even if we're not really, hey guys, here's what's going on. That would be ideal.
I just didn't, the article's a little bit too presumptuous, in my opinion.
Okay. That's fair.
Too negative.
No, what is it? What do you think that it's presuming that, like, that it's accepting, that it's offering as fact that you don't think is supported?
The end of it did say, can great movies come out of the way they're operating? Sure. But does it make things look good right now? No. And I guess that's a fair point. But I think things are looking perfectly fine with the way these movies are setting up. I mean, we got some really fun pictures to look at.
Okay, but perfectly fine is not a big vote of confidence. I think things are looking great, and I think that people need to... somebody on here just wrote, Gravelord said, in DC we trust. Amen to that. Sure. In DC we trust. So.
Look, nothing's going to make everybody get on page with this except one thing happens next March 2016. Only one thing has to happen before every naysayer of the DC Universe's cinematic venture, any naysayer, can be proved wrong with one movie, because Suicide Squad looks great so far.
Yep.
We've seen a little bit of footage from Batman v Superman. I did get to see those extra 4 seconds, guys. I was one of those guys that saw them running at each other.
Don't tell us about it.
It looks amazingly good.
Good.
I mean, I wish that trailer didn't come out the same day as Star Wars. That was messed up situation. Yeah. It was an awful day. Here's Batman v Superman. It was bad.
Should have saw that coming.
Bad timing, y'all. Because everybody just wanted to feel good about Star Wars, and that's okay. I wanted to feel good about Star Wars. It was terrible.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways, we've got some pictures to look at.
Let's look at some pictures.
A couple pictures from the set of Suicide Squad. This one actually created a bit of a buzz. Ben Affleck on the set of Suicide Squad dresses Bruce Wayne.
Now, let me ask you this. Is the picture real? Because, why can I see the outlet, the silhouette looks so bizarre?
He was spotted in Canada, which is where they're filming. He was seen on the set. There was a couple different pictures of it. Yeah. He had that black and white hair. I'm pretty positive it was
real. But somebody pointed out that it says B-Man on the license plate. Is that true? If you look at the license plate, it does say B-M-N. Is that
It's possible he was just there.
Is that the Joker messing with us
again?
Why
would he just be there, though? He's a busy dude.
Yeah, he's a busy dude, but this is a massive movie.
No, I believe that he's in the film.
That he's in.
I guess so.
I think.
I love it. Wouldn't that be the biggest tease in the world? If you see a movie where Bruce Wayne makes an appearance and you don't even get a Batman?
Yeah.
Like that, I almost love that. Like, in the midst of an incredible movie, I'd be like, and Bruce Wayne was in it and we didn't even get it.
And because he is such an A-list celebrity, everyone knows, not just major DC fans, but everybody knows that he's been cast. So once you see him as Bruce Wayne, the entire theater is going to be thinking Batman, 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 Batman.
I'd be totally down with that. See Bruce Wayne, but not Batman.
This looks good. Let's look at more pictures. Do we have more pictures?
We got another picture. We got
pictures.
Will Smith.
Yeah, baby!
Look at that, man. Look at him.
Look at that one!
You can call him Deadshot. I say he looks like John Shaft.
That's
how he's dressed.
This guy is really earning my love back. I really had no love lost for this guy for a couple movies. I'm digging his whole off-camera appearance. Man, I think he's really going to shut a lot of people up.
You were the biggest person he needed to shut up, I felt like. You were hating on him.
I'm that guy. Yeah, I'm that guy. I love this. I absolutely love this.
Good. And you loved the baldness, too, before when we saw those pictures.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys get? What do you guys get from the pictures?
Oh, my God. How could you not look? Like I said, he's dressed like John Shaft. And you know they say that Cat Shaft is a bad
All right.
Just talking about it.
Okay. What about you, Roxy? Enough. What do you think about it?
I think he looks great. I definitely do. This isn't exactly what I was picturing in my head, but
For what? He's not assassinating anyone in that picture.
No, no, he's not, but this isn't exactly the picture that I thought that we would first see.
Chief of Wakanda in chat rolls calling him Pimp Shot. Yes. Well done, sir.
Yeah, I think he looks awesome. It kind of, for me, reminded me more Wild Wild West.
Do we have the other picture where he's with the little West. Girl buying the gifts?
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that was an interesting...
Okay, here's what I get from the picture. Do you guys want to hear what I have to say? I had a little bit of time to think about it today.
Yes, please.
I think it's possibly him before he goes to jail. I think he's a working criminal right now. I think he's like a punk.
You think
a real...
in this costume, he is a working criminal.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think this could be before he's even gone to prison. And you see him in that picture where he's bought all this gifts for this girl, and I think that's his daughter. And I think
he
and the mother aren't together. I think he's a criminal, and he buys love, and he loves spending the money, and he loves being a punk. And I think that that's going to make him, like, get humbled and, like, you know, go to prison. It's almost like a precursor to Old Boy. Like, before he was in prison for 18 years, he was just this kind of, like, a pompous douche, you know? But, like, this guy, living, like, all leather, like a joke, like a clown.
Yeah.
You know, buying his daughter's love. And then maybe he goes to jail, and then, like... Then you cut to, like, 10 years later, and this guy, he's just hardened and just... Death.
That outfit is not the dude of a man. That's not the image of a man who is in prison or just got out. That right there, that's a guy who's out in the town.
I think that is the pomposity before.
Yeah, living life.
Metal Addiction for Life says it's basically Will Smith shopping for the holidays, whereas Deadshot. And that's what the point that I was trying to make before. I think it's awesome that this is what was released, and I do think he looks great. But people who were looking for this big release of a Deadshot moment... That's obviously not what we're
getting. Because what it points to is character.
Right.
And, like, again, that's one of the things that's going to make this movie matter. Like, Suicide Squad only is great if we care about each of these characters. Not talking about whether they're good or bad.
But,
like,
does that mean backstory? Does that mean we have to
see... It means something. Some kind of connection. Yeah, backstory for certainly when the lead character is like this. Not every character is going to have backstory. Some will be inferred. But we need to have a moment with these characters. Otherwise, it's just people in costumes shooting at each other.
Exactly. We want to have a little something beforehand.
And Will Smith is a face guy, so we got to get that FaceTime. I'm in with him.
He gives good face.
And he's a great actor. And he does, you know, family relationships like that. Like, if you're telling me Deadshot, like, something with the family and then jail, I love it.
I feel like you've been completely converted. Now calling him a great actor, I love it. I love that we're on board.
He is a great actor, but he's been in a lot of bad, he's been in a lot of lousy movies, like, recently that just aren't excited. But even in Men in Black 3, you're like, dude, the guy is really good. And this is, like, kind of garbage material.
And here's something we just got online from the DC Live Feed Twitter. There's a... promotional vintage boxing posters for Batman vs. Superman. So you can find those online. Really cool to take a look at. Right. So
I got posters at the IMAX thing. I got each of those.
You got each of them?
Yeah.
Because Mike is pissed. He only got Superman. He really wanted the Batman one.
Oh, I got the Bothski.
Don't tell him that if he gets here. Don't tell him that.
Yeah. Elinowski. I got the Bothski.
He's not going to.
No, I'm just kidding.
People in the chat are still not thinking that
we're the same person. Okay. Yeah. What I do is I say, Kalinowski!
I thought we were going to prove he's not here.
Try it again. Try one
he's
more
time. Kalinowski!
He's not here, Adam. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
He's not
trying
not
to sum him. He's trying
Adam's
to become him.
What are you talking
him.
About? I'm inside the other place that I go to when Kalinowski's out.
Anyway.
If a leather jacket appears, I'll be
shocked. Let him do that while we DC.
Moving on. More Suicide Squad. We got David Harbour and Alex Mraz joining the team. Mraz, if you don't know him, was one of the werewolves in the Twilight saga. Do not judge him for that, because I did it first.
I wish I could be.
And he was also in the final season of CSI.
There was that one Twilight guy that, like, was like the kind of flabby kind of Native American dude.
I never saw
everybody
any.
Else I never was
saw
so
it.
Cut.
I refuse to watch those
I've
movies.
I've seen them all.
Good for you. Also in the final season of CSI New York, and David Harbour was in The Equalizer, which fantastic movie. So
it was a really good movie, actually.
It says nothing about who they're going to be, though.
Yeah, so I mean... The Twilight guy, whatever. He was a werewolf. I can't speak to that. The other guy I recognize from being in everything, and he's a really good actor.
He is. He's one of those guys whose face you might not know his name all the time.
Yeah, he's great.
He is very good. Any guesses on what they could be playing, how they're gonna...
I just, you know what I love? I will say generally, we've heard like a lot of names announced for this, and I love that we still don't know exactly who's going to be on the squad, who's going to be in Arkham, what kind of cameos, what kind of seeds. I mean, I'm hearing like Killer Croc. We're talking about Black Manta. I mean, like, this is insane. What's
you
going on?
You
want
to be surprised?
Like a little bit of surprise. I know as it gets closer, we're going to learn more stuff. It's going to be hard not to, but who knows? I mean, DC is actually good at keeping their sets free of photos. Like, we have not seen, you know.
Yeah, not yet at least, but we got time.
Yeah, but I mean, BVS has, like, been very little, little like illegal spoiler photos,
which
of
that, is shocking like, because they can't seem to get their videos not to leak, but the pictures they're fine with. But
ain't that? All right, so what do you got? What are you talking about? Well, show me this guy.
There is
this
one
Marvel guy.
No, well, there is one character that we think we know who he's playing, and that is rapper turned actor Common. We announced last week he's going to be in Suicide Squad, which comes out in theaters August 5th, 2016, FYI. Joe Blow's editor-in-chief, Paul Shirley, stated on Twitter that he's tapped to play Aquaman's villain, Black Manta.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know, you can see that. Of course, Manta's armor, bulletproof, can adapt to the oceanic environment. And, you know, the question is what storyline will build around it. But, yeah, so Common's going to be a major
I'm standing player. By Common. I know that people were 50-50, whether they like him or not. I think he's awesome. I think this is – it's cool. It's a way to tie in Aquaman early on, and just because he's a big Aquaman villain. I like it. I think that he's awesome.
Yeah, this this cast is really rounding out nicely. I didn't tell you guys this, but, you know, I was at CinemaCon last week in Vegas. I got to interview some movie cast for Fox. I got to speak to the Fantastic Four cast, all four of them.
Yeah.
I got to speak to the cast of Paper Towns and Spy. So I got to talk to Cara Delevingne.
Oh.
And actually, Nat Wolff, who, so it was funny, in the same day I'm talking to these guys, I'm hearing, oh, yo, you might be Spider-Man, and she's Enchantress.
Yeah. Is she that stunning in person?
She's very small. She's really, like, you know, really small, but she's got like fire. Like the character she plays in Paper Towns, Meredith Roth Spiegelman or something like that, is like an iconic character, and she's got personality.
I was going to say, if you look at Cara Delevingne's Instagram, she's very funny. She's really
very
funny
sarcastic.
Yeah,
she was
sarcastic.
Not taking me seriously at all.
No.
I mean, I will not be throwing her under the bus when I say, like, she was very much, like, taking over the room. It was very funny and, like...
Good.
Yeah. She's, yeah, it's very cool.
Could you see Enchantress in her?
I see, well... I guess the thought I got about Enchantress was that, you know, there's a reason they're casting Cara Delevingne, you know, like, because she's got personality. She's more, there's so many, you know, gorgeous people. Like, there's going to be an interesting character there. I have no idea how she's going to play into the squad, because she looks tiny. She looks like she's 20 years old. And, like, how is she on a team with Common? Like, that just seems...
Well, there's going to be a lot of powers involved. That's why.
And not only that, but we know somebody's got to go. Maybe she's the one to go.
At least one person.
No, they're not going to kill the hot chick.
There's multiple hot chicks.
Well, there are multiple hot chicks. I don't think they're going to kill Enchantress.
I would be surprised if they're killing Enchantress.
I don't know.
We've got a bit of a mixed reaction to Common in the chat role. I understand that, but I look at it this way. And I'm not the biggest Common fan. I mentioned that last week as an actor. But if he didn't, they wouldn't have cast him. It's not like they needed Common to make this movie popular.
Right.
I believe he had to crush the reading. His chemistry must have been amazing.
You don't
Otherwise,
think they just offered it to him?
Hell no. I don't think they would have cast him if he did. There's no way. Common's not that big of a name. People aren't going to the movie theater because Common's in a film.
Do you guys think that this is an obvious setup for like his bigger turn is going to be an Aquaman?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was saying.
I mean, obviously he's meant to go against Aquaman, so... That's a huge investment of confidence.
Maybe it's almost like a test run. Like, they wouldn't recast it, but they haven't written the script yet, so maybe
they got Gal Gadot going down for like a bunch of like five pictures.
I know,
you know, at the
but I don't know what his contract said. I would be surprised if he read for this though, Johnny. I honestly would.
Really?
Yeah, I think they probably gave it to him. I think they probably did.
I don't think. I'd be shocked.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know why.
He hasn't proven, in my opinion, I don't think he's proven himself to be a straight offer for Suicide Squad.
I think so.
Why do you think that?
Because I think he has proven himself, and I think he's talented, and I think that it's a pretty spot-on fit.
But you think he's proven himself to be opposite Aquaman in a couple of years? I don't think so.
Yeah,
so then
you have, like, Aquaman right now, at least two potential leads. Neither one is, like, a real marquee name. You know, neither one of those guys has headlined a hit film before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not to say we know anything about the rest of the casting in Aquaman.
That's why it's so far down in the universe. That's why we're not seeing it for a few years. We got to get people invested in this, and then no matter what we do, then they're going to go see Aquaman. It could be me casting as Aquaman. They would still go see it.
I really think that depends on how successful the other films are. You know, if at that point, you know, DC either has the trust or they don't. Like, you're talking about, what, like four or five films in there at that point?
And bottom line is we got to trust their decision making. There's a lot of great actors out there. They think Common's the right
fit. Don't get me wrong. That's the beautiful thing about having not seen a movie yet, is that, like, you have to trust until you see. You can always say that.
Mm-hmm.
I love this from Nistian. Sorry, I can't pronounce it. I really can't. They were like, if you write a song for the movie, you can play Black Manta.
All right, yeah, definitely. I'm sure that was good. Physically, I'd like to see him against Momoa. I'll say that. I think, like, they look like, you know, Common's kind of like a jack dude.
Sure.
I think
he'll get in great shape.
I honestly think that he's a really good pick. I think he's a really good pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't not think he's a good pick.
Right.
I was not a fan of that AMC show about the trains in the Old West. Like, what is that one called? I think it might still be on. I don't even know.
What is it?
The show that he's been on AMC. What is
Jesus.
That show?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I do.
Grand Theft Railroad. Come on.
No, Wild Wild West.
No.
Wild Wild West.
No.
Trail.
Just move
Irons
on. Move
bound.
On. I'll get
moving
it.
Moving on. Roxy? Well. Actually, no. You keep searching. I'll get to your favorite part next. First things first, Adam Gertler. The Dark Knight. Frank Miller's back.
Oh, Frank Miller's back.
And this created a bit of a firestorm online, partially because the title is Dark Knight 3, The Master Race.
Hell on Wheels.
What the hell? There you go, Hell on Wheels.
Yeah, Hell on Wheels.
The Master Race.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see how anybody could see this as anything other than incredibly good news. I mean, here's my thing. I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, we didn't like Strikes Again. We didn't like Strikes Again. Like, okay, fine. Like, you don't always like everything, but when the guy that wrote the best ever Batman story of all time ever is going to write another one, you shut up, you look at what Frank Miller wrote, and you read it.
I hate Frank Miller. Said no one ever. Like, never.
I mean, well, online people have been saying that.
I don't think
calling
so.
Him racist and all types of stuff.
No, his work, what he does for work, I think that people love him.
Man might have some questionable politics. It's funny because, the last one was Holy Terror, which he wanted to be a Batman story. DC didn't want to do it because it was too controversial. I haven't read Holy Terror. I did get to, meet Frank at Comic-Con last year. He's co-writing this with someone else, right? I mean,
actually, it's a quote. He said,
and he's not drawing it.
No. He said, Batman remains my favorite superhero, and it's going to be daunting, but we'll, quote, do our best. And there's that cool picture. DK3, The Master Race, fall 2015.
I mean, from that picture, it seems to springboard right off of the trailer we just saw for Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so the timing is obviously not a mistake. The Master Race is very much like the questions raised in the Batman v Superman trailer, right? Like, I mean, how many pictures of Kal-El as God are there in that trailer in 2 minutes?
Right.
Seven?
Yeah.
Great point.
You know what I mean? So, you know, who is the Master Race? Does Batman need to shut down the supes forever? I don't know, but I'm interested, obviously.
You want to find out.
It's going to be an 8-issue series, of course, celebrating the 30th anniversary. The whole trilogy started in 1986, and then the second was 2001, 2002-ish. So, they're right on time. I mean, just the cover there alone, how great does that look? I mean, it's incredible.
Well, it's awesome. Who's doing the art?
I don't know the name.
I know it's like Brian Azzarello's working on it.
That's that's their teaser one, and it's not going to be the, you know,
there's like three people doing it. So, it's going to be co-writing. You know, he's not even drawing it, but someone will probably try to pay homage to his style, I would imagine. I hope it's great, man. I hope it's good.
I got to believe it's going to be great.
I hope so.
Call something the Master Race, it better be interesting, at least.
Artists for the project have yet to be announced.
There you go.
Okay.
That's why I didn't know it.
All right.
Roxy, you know what time it's for? You know what time it is right now?
What time is it?
It's
time to take the energy way down.
3:22.
It's time for TV time.
TV time!
All right.
TV time.
I really hope that's not the new TV time jingle, guys.
Cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and TV time and TV time. All right, let's get into it.
All right.
First things first.
Download that on iTunes.
You've been gone for a bit.
There was an article this week that mentioned about why DC's divided TV and movie universe can actually be a good thing. There was a quote from Greg Berlanti saying, you can definitely adapt the story of Batman's sidekick, except you can't mention or allude to Batman or his villains or that Robin was ever his sidekick. Fans will love it. End quote.
What does that mean? Yeah, that's really
weird. It's really cryptic.
The way that that's written is said, if you can you read that quote one more time?
Because
guys, help me out with this. I'm not actually following it. So read it again.
It's
and who's saying this? Is this Berlanti saying
it?
So Berlanti says
she's doing Supergirl up.
Johnny LaQuasto as Greg Berlanti.
I'll read it in the movie trailer. You can definitely adapt.
No, you know what? Dude, that's going to mess me up. Can you read it as your best Greg Berlanti, please? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know how he sounds.
I don't mean to be difficult, but really.
Okay, go.
You can definitely adapt the story of Batman's sidekick, except you can't mention or allude to Batman or his villains or that Robin was ever his sidekick. Fans will love it.
All right. It's like.
It almost seems like there's that can should have been a can or something like.
What he's saying. I think it's like, sorry for a little bit of a spoiler, but on The Flash this week, when Gideon is talking to Barry and says, you were the founder of the and you know that what they are going to say was Justice League, but they get cut off. They can't actually say anything. You can't actually mention anything, but they can be part of the universe as an unspoken thing.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking is what he's getting at.
Yeah. Okay.
Which doesn't quite make sense
to me.
Doesn't
make a lot of sense.
Because the Flash, why is this particular to Batman?
He was just giving that as an example. Right. He's basically saying that the separate universes are giving so much more to the audience, I think is what he's going for, than just having everything similar.
That's the gist of the article, basically, that like it's in their best interest. I just thought that quote was worded weird, and I don't know exactly what he means by it. But yeah, in terms of the gist of the article, whether DC should be shared or if it's better or not, I think that obviously it's too late to try to share it with the movie universe now, and it probably shouldn't be. I think
or even to share them with each other, considering we've had people cast on Gotham that are also on the Flash that are playing different characters.
That clearly takes place in a different timeline.
Right. It's true, because
Gotham is modern day and Batman is like, so this is a Batman of the future.
Right.
It's Batman Beyond for all we know, you know.
And it also gives an example, you know, with the way they're doing things, this is why Gotham can even exist. You know, shows like that.
We chalk everything up to Elseworlds. You know, I heard people talking the other day. I think Mr. John Schnapp was even saying, he's like, you know, Gotham by Gaslight. Like, there's always these Elseworld stories. That's what we love about it. There can be many other people to wear the costumes and different universes because, you know, the iconography is what it is.
But I think that the whole point of having different universes is because of Infinite Crisis and because of where we could potentially be going. And if we don't end up there, then somebody dropped the ball at some point, I think.
Yeah,
in 2020,
totally disagree with that sentiment,
really?
But yeah, I totally do.
How come?
Because I don't even think that between the production value and the quality of the writing that like I can even accept that some of the TV stuff exists in the same world as like where I hope the movies go. Like because like if one is like very like CW and then the tone is so radically different in like what I expect out of a major release film, to me it would be like uncomfortable and awkward.
I feel like they have the best production value.
It's just different. It's different for its
good.
TV. It's just different. So you're saying if you thought the Flash from the TV show was how the Flash is portrayed in the movie and not like a much better version, you'd be satisfied with that?
I don't think I think that this is, Grant Gustin is the best version of the Flash we could possibly have. I think that he is the most amazing Barry Allen, and if he was the Flash on the big screen, I would be so more than satisfied.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I almost wish that the universes were the same so that he could be on the big screen.
Right. Okay. I don't know that I agree. I just, you know.
Agree to disagree?
That's my opinion. I honestly, I'll be like, look, Daredevil is the best superhero show that's ever been done. I'll come out and say it, guys. You know it to be true. Like, there's never been a better. I'm so excited because DC is going to be right there next with the Preacher.
Oh, by the way, I actually did a casting workshop last night with one of the associates who cast Preacher.
Yeah.
And she was surprised because I just started unloading with, like, I did my little read. I started unloading with questions about Preacher. She's like, you seem to be really into the, I'm like, oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Roxy, is like, I want to see a DC property done with as much, like, care into the writing and the character development so it's as real and believable like it would be for me for a movie. And I guess we disagree about your perception of CW. Like, to me, Daredevil was very adult. It was mature. It was, like, the story. It was 13 episodes. It was told perfectly. That's how I want to see these stories told.
I'm telling you, if Preacher gets picked up, which it will, I think that show is going to be, first off, it's AMC.
I thought Preacher was, is picked up.
They made a pilot. It's not picked up to series.
No,
it's going to be.
It's happening. No.
Last night she told me they didn't pick it up yet.
That's absolutely not true.
All right. Well, then good.
That's absolutely not true. It's 100% happening.
Yeah. I took her word for it because, hell, she cast the show. But nonetheless, I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
I do too. I mean, look, I enjoy the different universes. You know, not to get too heavy about it. I enjoy that they do. I'm glad they don't combine. I think my point about Daredevil was really just that, like, Marvel has had mixed success. You know, like, I think the same thing about kind of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, that it's like, it just looks like a TV budget. Doesn't have the same weight of the same world. So to me, it's jarring. That's me.
Well, moving on. Arrow Flash spinoff. Yeah, I got a new cast member. And I got a frog in my throat. Franz Dramay. Not sure if I said that correctly, but we don't know who he's going to play, actually. Here's the interesting thing about him. They cast this kid. He's going to play the role of Jay Jackson, a former athlete whose pro career was derailed by injury. Now he's an auto mechanic. Jay will have to, he'll come to have a surprising affiliation with the Star Labs crew. That's basically the same story of Victor Stone, right, who ended up becoming Cyborg.
Yeah.
But Cyborg's already been cast in the movie universe. Uh-huh. Some people are saying it's also possible there could be a swerve and maybe this guy could be Wally West in
the
spinoff.
Oh, huh.
People don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope they don't do Cyborg for very much the same reasons that we were just talking about. Like, I don't think that you're going to show me a convincing Cyborg. I think that's, like, something that really needs a big budget to make it look great.
Yeah.
You know, the Adam suit is kind of mixed for me. You know what I mean?
And so, the Adam character with it, yeah.
I just think that you should try to do within the constraints of TV what can look awesome for TV. And that's another thing that Daredevil did well. There wasn't a lot of lasers and whiz-bang, and it was a very small, it was a much smaller budget, but it didn't show its seams as much, I guess. So mm-hmm. the more you try to do, the more you kind of show the seams. I hope it's not Cyborg. That would make sense, a different character. But
yeah, I was confused by that as well. I think that would be a weird choice and weird name and weird.
Could be
everything.
A new character altogether, or like they could be Wally West.
It's weird to have, yeah, it's weird to have two Cyborgs. Like, exactly. Not as weird to have two Flashes because it's such a big character.
And there are many different versions and whatnot.
Yeah. Impulse would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Speedster is obviously something that they do well.
He's got one of those faces that, like, stares into your soul, though, whatever he is doing.
That's
pretty good headshot.
Look. This is why I think this is going to be a great series, too. I hope that this series is told as a bunch of, like, shorter stories, and I think the storytelling will be better off for it. I really do. So I'm excited about this potential. We all know it's going to be called Brave and the Bold, right? I
mean, totally. Legends of Legends of Tomorrow.
Is that what it's called?
Legends of Tomorrow.
That's the rumor.
Is that a thing?
The rumor was, because it was dropped by Wesley Snipe that it was called Legends. He was saying, and when they're filming Legends, and then somebody else said,
Wesley Snipes got it?
Who said it, actually? John Wesley Shipp.
There you go.
Wesley
Shipp. I was like, Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes in the DC TV universe? That makes perfect sense.
You didn't know they cast Blade.
No, this isn't about casting. He just dropped Legends. Sorry.
He mentioned it for the Legends show.
Yeah, and then somebody else came out and said that it's Legends of Tomorrow, and now people are backtracking, but I think that's what it's called.
Okay, interesting.
At least as a working title.
I hope that somehow this leads up to John Wesley Shipp being in suit as Flash again. Somehow.
I don't think Wesley Shipp is going to be John Wesley Shipp's going to be part of it. I just think that he was talking about it, but you never know.
Yeah.
He hasn't been announced.
Well, you should still call it Brave and Bold either way.
There you go.
Seems too obvious.
Well, before we hit some questions, we got to talk about, we already mentioned it earlier, the whole article, Hollywood Reporter, with DC's really battling. We already pretty much touched on that. We don't necessarily need to go any further with it, do we? Do we want to go?
No.
It was, I think we really hit all those points. Did we want to talk about the trailer at all? The Arkham Knight trailer?
Yeah, in just one second. So Wonder Woman, they basically had five writers kind of going for it. Right now it looks like Jason Fuchs is going to be definitely the front runner. He wrote the movie Pan that's going to be coming out later on this year. A lot of people are excited for it. I actually know Jason. He's an amazing writer. So if he's the one penning Wonder Woman, I'm not name dropping. I'm just saying he's an amazing writer. Yeah, if he's the one writing it, all on board with that.
Someday he'll be on this very podcast.
He's going to be on. And then they have three writers going for Aquaman.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that it could be really good because we could be picking the best of all of these things, but it also means that I don't think there is a clear direction like we talked about before. So,
That's one way to think of it, and then I guess the other way might be this. It's like they do know where they're going for it. They're dictating to these writers what the story is going to be, and then they're saying, you write the first act of this story.
Right.
And maybe they're taking the best of that. So
it's like a workshop. When you go in, you kind of are given guidelines.
My biggest thing is I hope that they have the universe molded because they are really trying to do a monumental task. They're trying to do many things at once. They didn't have the opportunity to build it and build it through the fan support like Marvel has. So it's a monumental thing that DC Warner Brothers is trying to pull off right now. So who's to say what is the right way for it to be done because it's been done so seldom before.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So there's that. Now, we're going to get to the Batman video game, Arkham Knight. That trailer.
It looked like a movie trailer. It was so good.
Would you not be upset if they put that out as a movie? As an animated Batman movie?
I'm not a gamer, and this looked badass. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I should pick this up.
I hate you, you mother... I'm gonna do it again.
I'm gonna get
a video game system just for a Batman game. I'm getting a PS4.
You're gonna go PS4, not Xbox One?
I think so, because what did I just hear about something else really cool for the PS4?
You guys tell him what he should do.
Yeah, tell me what I should do, but I think I'm going to do it. That movie, the game, I need it. I want it so bad right now.
Yeah,
I
get that. And when you get it, invite me over so I don't have to buy it.
Asriel in there, like the Arkham Knight and him fighting. Oh my God,
he just
looks
so good.
Robin, did you see the move when like Robin and Batman are fighting together and they do a little pole move and it like it's kind of...
What about the shot at the end? Batman standing there with Robin?
Yeah.
Just the way that it was cut.
And it looks like they cast, what's his name? Ryan Phillippe as Robin. Like, is this like blonde, short haired Robin guy?
I love
like,
him.
But yeah. Prof is anything? Nightwing?
True. True.
Real good.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we should have a game night.
Oh my God.
Get my butt kicked.
I'm terrible. That's the thing is, like, I'm not a great gamer.
No,
it'll
I'm
take
awful.
Me.
That's why I just
want to
watch. I just want to watch people play. Like, I'm watching
it's
a movie.
It's fun, though. No, when you're in those fight scenes and you're pulling off moves and, like, you're so much better than, you know, it's making you feel better. It's really cool.
These games are so amazing. I'm cool just watching. Like, I got to play Mortal Kombat 10 over the weekend for, like, 5 minutes. My hands were dying after a few minutes. I couldn't even handle it.
Oh, my God.
How gamers do it, I have no clue.
Yeah, crazy. We're getting, anyway. We're predominantly PS4.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm doing. Any other questions? What do we got? We got a couple minutes here.
That's pretty much all the news for the week. And so, I did. Can we get the Joker picture back up there just for funsies?
Ooh. Just because we want to mess with Alexis as much as we possibly can today.
Now, we were trying to describe this picture. I came up with a little bit of what am I looking for?
A
acronym, if you will.
Oh, yeah. You told me this, but you wouldn't tell me what it was. It
spells Joker. That picture to me is jarring, mm-hmm. obnoxious, mm-hmm. kooky. Electric rock star.
Kooky with a K.
Drop the mic.
Oh!
My God.
Happy
birthday to you.
Excellent acronym diversion. Look at
this. Happy birthday to you.
Guys.
Happy birthday, dear Gertler. Happy birthday to you.
That was so sweet.
Okay, for those of you who can't see, it's an amazing Batman cake with Do You Bleed? Happy birthday, Gertler, on it.
Do you bleed?
It's incredible.
Happy birthday,
but you have to make a wish.
Okay.
You have to make it. Here, I'll tell you. Hold on. I'm going to capture this moment. I'm really going to do it. Hold on.
Happy birthday, Gertler. All right. So nice. All right.
Are you on? No, okay, wait. Hold on. Here we go.
Get it. Get that cake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smoky in here.
So you guys make
Bam.
Sure you wish him a happy, happy birthday today.
Thank you very much.
Eat that.
You're welcome.
Eat that toy. Get it, boy. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, my friend. We
Thank
hope it's delicious.
Much, thank you. So much fun. I love doing this podcast. I love all you guys who love DC and comic books. I am going to go see Avengers tonight.
Nice.
But, you're allowed.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see it this weekend. Mm-hmm. At least I plan on it. If I can get in somewhere.
All right, should we do a couple questions?
So, yeah, why don't we... I want to eat this cake while we answer questions.
Okay, we'll do like two... We can't eat the cake while we answer the questions.
Okay,
we're going to do... Because are we going to do it like Pooh Bear it?
Yeah, we don't have the utensils.
No, you can't Pooh Bear it. We're going to do it after.
Right.
It's going to sit
here.
Damn it.
All right, here's what's going on. We're going to ask two questions. One is from @NatCoomer, who says, Bat v Supes will make bank, but if Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman underperform, how will it affect the DC Cinematic Universe?
I mean, I don't think we should even worry about that.
Because you don't think they will underperform.
Look, here's what I'm worried about. You know, there's been some, like, kind of mixed feedback so far about Avengers. And I'm sure it's going to do great. I'm sure it's, like, going to be fun. But, like, at some point, I don't know. At some point... will the comic book movie collapse? Like, does the comic book movie just keep getting bigger and bigger? Like, when is the bubble burst? I don't know. So, you know, yeah, I think it could. Yeah, bad movies could definitely negatively affect,
yeah,
you know,
of course. That's,
our
that's obvious.
For it.
Speaking
but,
of the fact that it looks like you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Do you bleed? Yeah, it looks like
do
it.
Do you bleed icing?
I swear, you'll be able to eat it. Just give us 2 minutes and we'll wrap.
It's great.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
moving on.
That's an easy one.
Yes, again, all right, I'll ask this one because we're talking about bleeding now. YouTuber and analyst says, what if Batman didn't say, tell me, do you bleed, you will? And that was actually Doomsday.
Ooh.
And not
listen,
Batman.
Listen, I was tweeting this idea too, but everybody is so sure it's Ben Affleck's voice, so I put that argument to bed. But when I watched the trailer, like, up close, you don't see his lips moving at all.
And I love that idea.
You will is the back of his head.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I've seen the trailer a couple of times. So... You know, that's possible too.
Yeah,
I love it if that's
the case.
It
could also be possible he wants to make him bleed. You know, he's trying to scare the shit out of this guy. Oops, excuse me.
That's okay.
Well, I got one swear.
It's your birthday. Say what you want.
You're allowed.
Listen, you say, I don't think Batman, it's in Batman's repertoire to be polite either. So if that's what he's saying to Superman, then he's trying to trying to give this guy his first beating he's ever had since
You're
the Kryptonians.
He deserves a beating. No, that's right. Not how I actually feel. All right, I told you to ask two. I asked two. Get us out of here, Johnny.
Oh, we're done? Yeah. No more questions?
No, we got to go.
Okay, well, we got to go and eat some cake. Thank you so much, guys. Facebook.com/DCMoviesSK, at DCMoviesSK. And we can't thank you enough because this show has been growing immensely, especially over the past number of weeks.
He's like a little kid.
Now that DC, look at him.
Look,
he's doing a wheelie?
That's
amazing.
He's Batman.
That's such a cool toy.
He's Batman, so he can do a handstand and ride a motorcycle.
He's reverting back to childhood.
I'm regretting picking up this cake. Now
that we have so much cool stuff to talk about, this show is really, really growing. And we like what we do. We have a positive outlook. Look, we're excited about stuff. We try to give you the news and a couple of opinions, and sometimes we don't always agree, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you guys for being part of the family. Please watch us. Go to iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Write us a review. Hit up our Facebook page. Like it. Anything else, Roxy? Are we good?
We're good. Where can you find everybody?
Adam Gertler, go.
At Adam Gertler.
And on FYI and all over the place.
Eventually on FYI, Man vs. Child, FX Movie Download, all the good things. Soon on FXM, interviewing some movie people.
Okay.
Everywhere.
That was good. And you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And don't forget to wish him a happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Roxy Stryer. At Jay Quasto. And Pittsburgh, if you're anywhere near there, I'm at the Pittsburgh Improv May 13th. I'm headlining. Then I'm there all weekend. But 13th is important. Hit me up on social media. I would love to see you. Otherwise, go to thethumbwrestler.com. Check out my film that I'm submitting to festivals. I'd appreciate that. Until next time, guys, we'll see you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.